The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Daniel McConnell, political editor of the Irish Examiner. How unpopular is Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin with his own parliamentary party?
Well, he's never been loved, Matt. As one of his most senior ministers said to me last night, he's always been tolerated as opposed to being loved by his own members and his own TDs and senators. I think, you know, the disconnect between himself and his party dates back well before the abortion row or kind of dispute that they had in 2018, where he essentially defied the majority will of his party and backed the government's position on liberalising the abortion laws. But ever since then, that sort of disconnect has kind of lingered, and the scars of that disconnect and that row certainly have lingered large. But he's also, I think, since government has formed, he's managed to kind of put what were previous loyalists into the sort of disaffected camp, and obviously the most obvious candidate in that description is Jim O'Callaghan. But there are others. But so what you saw last night was, you know, yes, there were the sort of, as they would be called, the usual suspects giving up and giving out about the leadership and the direction of the party. And there are those who still think it was a mistake to shut out Sinn Féin in terms of government formation talks earlier this year. But like, you know, some of the criticism that he faced last night at a parliamentary party, it was a 2-hour-long meeting, and these kind of criticisms came up during any other business at the end, but they were pretty direct, pretty strong. And what was very noticeable was that they weren't just coming from, as I said, the usual suspects, but coming from even some more moderate and like people who would have been previously known as Micheál Martin loyalists.
Okay, so such as, I mean, who has he lost?
Well, it's not necessarily that they've lost, but I think like when you get people like even a junior minister like Robert Troy speaking up and saying and criticising the lack of engagement from senior ministers and the party leadership with junior ministers and backbenchers, that's a signal that you're kind of losing the dressing room. And you know, people like Billy Kelleher, the MEP, and Barry Andrews were also critical, I understand, and I have it from several sources, that they raised the issue of the lack of a review after the poor result in the general election. Now, you know, you're 8 or 9 months on from that election, you would have thought the time for the debrief has come and long since gone, but yet they're only getting around to getting into that process now. There's still a lot of unhappiness around, you know, the fact that since the government, or since the party's gone into government, its poll ratings have gone through the floor. They had a pretty bad COVID in terms of that they allowed Fine Gael, I suppose, to capitalise in pure political terms on the pandemic. You know, Fine Gael's ratings have gone up through the roof. They're up, well, they're back up and consistently back up above 30%, where Fianna Fáil are now languishing in the teens, which is well below where they would normally see themselves. Like, they're back down to a kind of 2011 territory where they were virtually wiped out. So there's a lot of concern. And as one new TD put it to me last night, you know, were it not for COVID, there would be serious questions being asked about Micheál Martin's position as Taoiseach and leader of the party. And that's a pretty strong statement from someone who, you know, new TDs generally kind of would back their leader, you know, because they believe that they owe them something, having gotten them elected. But for that sort of admission to be coming out of a party was pretty stark. And also as well, you know, while there were a lot of people giving out about Micheál Martin, my understanding is that there were few, if any, speaking up in his support, which again was a sign that, you know, while not everybody was speaking and contributing to the meeting yesterday, there certainly is a growing dissatisfaction with how the party is going. I've heard from other party sources that Jack Chambers, the chief whip, introduced and won unanimous approval for these new structures that would basically hopefully improve the communications between the top tier of the party and the grassroots, and, you know, new policy groups and new working groups. But there'll also be this kind of oversight group, which is basically kind of a talking shop, or a shop where any sort of ongoing issues or disagreements or, you know, unhappiness can be aired. So
okay,
there has been a recognition that things need to change.
Professor Gary Murphy's with us as well, Professor of Politics at the School of Law and Governance in Dublin City University. How much of Micheál Martin's problems are caused by comparison with Leo Varadkar's communication skills in the early days of COVID, and by Leo Varadkar's continually popping up with comments in relation to that? And then allied to that, the selection of Stephen Donnelly as Minister for Health, and Simon Harris still, as Alan Kelly put it the other day, carrying on as if he's Emeritus Minister for Health. Even today, I've noticed, when it comes to the CAO applications, and it is his responsibility, but Simon Harris is perhaps the one out there in front of Norma Foley.
Yeah, Matt, I think that is a difficulty for Fianna Fáil and for Micheál Martin. Fine Gael act sometimes as if they're still in office on their own, and I think the Fianna Fáilers are, you know, they're in one way they're longing for the old glory days of Bertie Ahern, where they had 40% of the vote and, you know, 70-odd seats. And, you know, listening to Danny talk about Mark Sherry last night, I get the feeling that a lot of these discontents are living in a sort of a strange fantasy world that is never coming back. I mean, Fianna Fáil are not coming back to 40% anytime soon, in my view. And, you know, they're in government. Government is difficult and, you know, they want to get used to it, in my view. Micheál Martin, for all his faults, and I think one of them clearly is that he seems to rely on a number of his officials, mainly Deirdre Gillan and Pat McPartlin, over his elected representatives. But, you know, he has Fianna Fáil in government. Now, it's not with Sinn Féin, as some would have liked, but I think the majority in Fianna Fáil, both at grassroots level and at parliamentary party level, would prefer to see them in power with Fine Gael. But it's difficult because it's new, and yeah, and Fine Gael have the tendency to do these solo runs on sort of popular issues, and Fianna Fáil are stuck. Now, I do think there are advantages to being having health and having housing, odd as that may seem, because if you can sort these things out, well, Fianna Fáil should technically get the credit. I was also struck by Mark Sherry's point that some of the ministers, all ministers, he said, basically needed to raise their game. And I think in that context, he actually is probably right.
OK, but also, what about the perception that perhaps that, although Micheál Martin would have been implacably opposed to Sinn Féin going into government and was particularly strong critic in the election campaign, that even on things like this week, it's Leo Varadkar and Fine Gael who are sort of taking the battle to Sinn Féin by making issues such as the funeral oration at Milton Cemetery for Bobby Storey by Gerry Adams, when it turns out that Bobby Storey was actually brought separately to a crematorium, that was, in Leo Varadkar's words, a political rally rather than a funeral.
Yes, I do think that there is a difficulty for the Taoiseach here in his in relation to Sinn Féin, because there are people in his party who would be more comfortable if Sinn Féin had actually been in office with them. I mean, I think he's in a difficult position as Taoiseach, as he pointed out today in an interview, that he's very busy running the country and rejected dissatisfaction of his of those in the parliamentary party who are most vocal. It's not in his nature to be to pop up like Leo Varadkar does every now and again with these perhaps populist statements, but I do think he runs the danger if he doesn't put a stop to the sort of solar runs of Mr. Varadkar in particular, that the poll numbers will keep going the wrong way for him. In other words, he'll go down and Fine Gael will go up, and then the longevity of this government will come into play, I think.
Thank you very much, Professor Gary Murphy from Dublin City University. Daniel McConnell, political editor with the Irish Examiner.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.